before sunset. I'd be afraid to be out here alone at night in this jungle paradise. Uh-oh. What was that? Who the hell could that be?
Who's that? Oh, no!
Ngala!
Oh, God! No! Ngala!
Ngala!
Oh, my God! Oh, don't do that!
Oh, he's ripping the clothes!
Oh, don't do that! Oh, my! Don't do that!
Oh, you're hurting.
Are you hurting? Oh.
What do you think I'm doing?
Just taking a crap.
It must surely, in this day and age, come as something of a shock to the ordinary man in the street to learn that there still exists in this country a sect of people who are still genuinely convinced that the earth is flat. However, and I believe this to be only fair, one should never condemn out of hand the beliefs of others without first investigating those beliefs. And it is for this very reason, despite the fact that more than 400 years have elapsed since Magellan first circumnavigated the globe...
Oh, that word.
Circumnavigation.
No, the other one.
Globe?
Oh, yes, for that word, we never use that. Never. It's forbidden by Article 19 of our charter. I ever use that.
Well, here in the studio, we have Mr. Jeremiah Fuller, the present secretary of the International Flat Earth Association. Now, Mr. Fuller, how many members have you at the present?
Well, sir. Excuse me. When we were first formed, sir, in 1922, membership was restricted entirely to the United Kingdom, and there was only three of us, including myself and my good lady wife.
I see.
But today, even as I speak to you now, we are 15 in number, sir. 15 in number. And this figure embraces 2 members in Dar es Salaam and 5 in Hong Kong.
Remarkable, quite remarkable. Now, Mr. Fuller, could you tell us very briefly just why you think the Earth is flat?
Well, sir, I'm afraid one would need a much longer program than this in order to obviate the necessity of more than a brief resume of all the facets involved.
Mr. Fuller, have you never seen photographs taken from high-altitude rockets which distinctly show the curvature of the Earth?
Well, they're fakes, sir. They are fakes, every one of them. And I'd like to take the opportunity of making it public here and now that there is a worldwide conspiracy of leading statesmen and scientists to discredit our association and all it stands for, as laid down in its charter for their own secret and wicked purposes.
Come
sir.
Now, Mr. Fuller, this is a preposterous idea. You surely can't be serious.
You can see fit to jeer, sir. But the day of retribution will surely come when you and all the other jibing skeptics who mock us will be forced to repent of your heresy or be cast in the everlasting fire with sackcloth and ashes on your loins. And I say unto
Mr.
you...
Mr. Fuller...
I will be heard, sir. I will be heard. We waited years for a chance like this. As their spokesman of the International Flat Earth Association, I say unto you that the hour of the great reckoning is not so far distant as you might suppose. Because, sir, by detailed studies of the scriptures, my colleagues and I have ascertained that the world be destroyed by fire on the 17th of every month.
But the 17th was yesterday, Mr. Fuller.
All right, I'm a day out then.
Correct me if I am
wrong. I'm a day out, that's all.
Please.
What's the day?
Mr. Fuller, correct me if I am wrong. You have already incorrectly forecast the end of the world on 4 separate occasions. According to you, we were supposed to have had doomsday in 1923, 1931, 1937, and as recently as 1950.
What are a few years here and there, sir, when measured against the limitless backcloth of eternity? What are they but as grains of sand?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Fuller, but do you mind very much if we get back to the subject in hand for a moment? Now,
grains of sand.
If, as you contend, the Earth is flat, what happens if you keep on walking in a straight line?
You try and catch me that old one, would you? Try and catch me. But you think you've got me there. Do you know, sir, it is an incontrovertible fact that every year thousands of people is reported missing from home and disappear without a trace. And what has happened to them? I tell you, they have simply walked off the edge of the world. Could anything be more obvious
than
that?
Have you any evidence whatsoever to support this fantastic and unbelievable theory?
Evidence, sir? What more evidence do you need? Verily, sir, I say unto you that when the trumpets shall sound out at Zion and Babylon on Judgment Day, all ye heretics who make sport of us shall be thrown into the bottomless pit together with the painted harlots and brides of Satan who now walk abroad in the streets trying to turn the thoughts of honest men to fleshly lust with their posturings and mincing gait. Posturings and mincing gait.
Please, turn the sound.
Wow, I say unto all these women in their summer dresses and bathing costumes whose rounded breasts and bodies curve in the evil shape in which unbelievers say the earth is curved. Let them be destroyed, even as Sodom and Gomorrah's.
Turn the control.
Wow, I say unto all things as bound and curved. Woe unto footballs, ping pong balls, tennis balls, billiard balls, cricket balls, cannonballs, marbles, and pawnbroker signs. Woe unto melons, apples, grapefruits, oranges, and lemons. Woe unto balloons, electric light bulbs.
For God's sake, turn the sound off!
Did I tell you about Damien?
No.
Damien down 112.
No, you didn't.
Well, he had a terrible blow last Tuesday.
I had a lovely blow last Tuesday.
Well, no, you told me all about that. But Damien was in terrible trouble because people from the ecology, you know, the environmental people come round.
Mm.
And he was just off to the laundrette to take his wife runs down there.
I know. He does that every Wednesday, doesn't he?
No, not every Wednesday. Every 2 years.
Oh.
Anyway, these people from the Ministry of Environment come round. And they said, excuse me, before you take these wife runs down to the laundromat, we'd like to inspect them.
Why not?
And he thought it was something to do with, Britain going decimal. But it wasn't. And they... looked in his wife fronts and, fuck me, they discovered this endangered species. They found the only 2 living examples of the barking toad.
The barking toad?
Yeah, everybody thought the barking toad was extinct, but no, there was 2 of them in Damien's wife fronts.
Was it the Barking and Romford toad or the...
No, it's not called a barking toad because it lives in Barking. It's called the barking toad because it goes woof. They said, this is an endangered species, and they've been flourishing there. They've been flourishing there because it is exactly the right environment, you know.
Yeah,
because they like it humid, they like, you know, plenty of humidity and sort of body temperature, which Damien has, you know. His body is usually body temperature.
Well, if he's got anything, mate, it's body temperature.
He's got body temperature, I'll grant him that.
Yeah.
And he said, I've got these barking toes in my wife, and what do I do? And they said, well, we want them to breed, and you'll have to keep these wife ants on for at least 4 years.
Yeah.
Because we're hoping these two toads will, you know, get the horn and get in the mood and, you know, spawn some more.
But you see, I heard that...
You know, he's hoping that they'd spawn in his socks, and he has to keep his socks on for the next 2 years.
Blimey.
The man from the Environment Ministry, he thought the reason why these barking toads had taken refuge in Damien's wife ants was because of the similarity of the bollocks that were hanging there in the first place.
Oh, they'd gone there thinking they could mate with the bollocks.
With the bollocks.
Fucking
and indeed, they had been trying to mate with the bollocks, which, you know, Damien used to wake up in the night thinking, hello, what's going on? It was barking toads at his bollocks.
Yeah.
But he's got to keep them in there for another 2 years in the hope that they'll spawn. And, you know, the spawn will trickle down to his socks.
Do you think it's possible that the barking toads could, you know, could mate with his bollocks? Because that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Well, then you get a species called the web-footed barking bollocks, which would be a new thing, wouldn't it? Web-footed barking bollocks. But still, if it's an endangered species, I say fuck 'em. I'd like to see every endangered species wiped off the fucking face of the earth.
Yeah.
People go, they're all moaning on, they say whales are more intelligent than human beings.
Yeah.
Are they? Do you think whales and dolphins are more intelligent than human beings?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
It says so.
Yeah, but they're not. Whales are fucking stupid. Can you mention one whale in the history of mankind that has had a record in the top 10? Can you mention one whale who's written the equivalent of Othello? Shakespeare, health and efficiency. They've produced nothing in the way of literature. All they fucking produced is a load of other whales. And all they eat is fucking plankton. And they call them intelligent. Can you imagine drifting along in the sea with your mouth open with a lot of fucking plankton going in?
Yeah, I can imagine that.
You'd like it, would you? Just drifting around in the sea. And you can't... They're such cunts, they can't even breathe underwater. They have to keep coming up the whole fucking time and spouting. And then some cunt comes on telly and he says, oh, the whale has been wiped out by mankind. Save the fucking whales. Well, during the war, did we notice a lot of whales rallying round and saying, save England? I didn't notice many down my part of the world.
Oh,
I didn't see whales coming up with the Union Jack saying, we'll fight the Bosch. No, they're doing fucking all swimming around the fucking sea, sucking fucking plankton down.
The whales were all Nazis. Fucking, they were the Nuremberg rallies, mate. They were all whales.
What, they were tried in the whales. Nuremberg trial?
No, they were whales at the rallies. Hitler was talking to whales.
Listen to the story of a strange romance.
A story about mules and elephants.
The mule was a queen who ruled quite well.
Till the tragic clang of a wedding bell.
Adieu, 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 adieu. The bride was sweet, as donkeys go.
But the groom was a scheming Romeo.
People got scared.
Began to squirm.
When the mule hooked up with the pachyderm.
Oh, housing, cried the people loudly.
But Jumbo did himself quite proudly.
He moved into the White House fast.
When the elephant married the ass.
People wondered why the donkey ate her husband like a monkey.
The donkey burped when her mate had gas.
When the elephant married the ass.
Love, 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 what a wonderful thing.
Love, love, love made the elephant sing.
He loved his wife like he loved the plague,
while he plucked the goose with the golden egg.
The country's gotten high price-itis.
The mule's got chronic elephantitis.
How did these things come to pass?
Well, the elephant married the ass.
Hey, Joe!
Hey, Joe!
I'm listening.
Do you think the president of this country will ever be Taft?
Hartley.
Bang!
Working folk were making progress till the couple and the Congress cooked up anti-labor hash
when the elephant married the ass.
U.S. troops on foreign soil, are we looking for peace or looking for oil? The country really went to the grass when the elephant married the ass. Oh, love, 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 what a fabulous fate. Love, 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 as an elephant's mate. Picture what we would confront
in a cross between a donkey and an elephant.
Right! Here's the moral to this story. Both our parties are turning Tory, cause the ass won't sue for a divorce. We're gonna saddle us another horse. We'll build our own party, a real party, a people's party now.
Somebody to tell me when have they seen Josephine? Josephine, Josephine, where you been so long? Tell me, Josephine, where you been so long? I would have been to see you, baby, but all my gas is gone.
They'll sing a different tune. Crude oil prices have got so high it's getting hard to survive. And I'll bet those Middle East countries are having a laugh. Cause the way things are going, well, it won't be very long till we're shelling out a buck and a half for a gallon of gas. If they don't lower the gas, we're gonna lower the boom. Quit shipping all that wheat and corn, forget the golden rule. And if they still want to play rough, we'll show them what's really tough. Let them make a loaf of bread from a gallon of crude. If you folks in the Middle East are listening to me, you better listen to what I'm saying and tell a friend. Cause we'll take it for a while, but once you get us riled, you're gonna think you got a tiger by the tail. If you don't lower the gas, we're gonna lower the boom. Quit shipping all that wheat and corn and forget the golden rule. Don't forget, we can last longer without crude than y'all can food. So if you don't lower the gas, we're gonna lower the boom. I'll tell you folks out there, old Bobby So Fine is having himself a rough time lately. Yesterday I coasted my 56 Cadillac down into Rippy's Rock Song Station. I told Rippy to fill that sucker up. He took one look at me and one look at that gas hog and said, you've got to have yourself a co-signer, son. I tell you folks, our farmers feed the world with their crops, and that includes the countries I've been talking about. If they don't lower the price of crude, we'll just raise the price of food. Let them pay $10 for a 1 pound loaf of bread. If they don't lower the gas, we're gonna lower the boom. Quit shipping all that wheat and corn, forget the golden rule. We've been nice guys long enough, now's the time to get tough. Cheaper crude or no more food, and I really mean it. Cheaper crude or no more food. Are you listening, Hoss? Coke Cider.
Hiya, cousin. You say it's pouring rain and you hail a taxi and the meat is going tick-tock. And it's up to 385 and you haven't even pulled away from the curb. So you get out and walk and end up in the hospital with double pneumonia at $1,200 a day and $2,400 for tests, even though they know what you got. And Blue Cross accuses you of carelessness in filling out the forms. You spelt pneumonia wrong. So you sue and you lose. And your lawyer, a close friend, sends you a $1,900 bill. And your wife ain't come home from the movies yet. Is that what's got you murmuring, I need help on the bus, Bunky?
Well, lift your head up high with that dignity and gumption your father told you about when you were a tot. $5 to dry, clean, and tie, and you can hang yourself with it and not get dirty marks on your neck. Remember, he who laughs last gets fired first.
Hey there, booby. You say your babysitter calls up, she's got a headache. So you contact a private nurse agency with a $60 minimum and the same girl shows up as the nurse. And you get to the restaurant where you're reserved and after a couple of hours you slip the head waiter a tenner and he puts you at a table right up against the air conditioner. And he gives you two menus the size of Chicago and you can't make out the dishes because of the descriptions. A tender hill of succulent, palpitating, stockyard fresh pink porterhouse, tip drenched in a perfume of pussy willow juice. It's a hamburger, $28.50. And there's a $5 supplement for rolls and butter. And the only dessert on the dinner is fruit jello. And all the rest are a $5 supplement. And if you don't order wine, they charge you for parking. And you get out of there just under $130. And you make it to the theater in time because, as luck would have it, you're chased by a street gang with whips. And it's $12 a piece to get in. And a month later, the picture's on television, and it was a dog anyway. And you're still waiting for the babysitter to come back with your Volvo. Does all this seem to take the yay out of yay team today? Flippo.
Well, shake it off and grit those molars, but watch it, one may chip $500. Is everybody happy? No. Should old acquaintance be forgot? Why not? Is there a doctor in the house? Not if he can help it. Remember, he who lives like a king must be on an expense account.
Hey there, Bunky. You say you take your kid to the circus, and on your way to your seat, you spend $28.50 on a Sprite and a Donald Duck sweatshirt. And he wants a flag that says, Down with Daddy, $6.50. And the kid who lives next door comes over, and he wants a flag, too, $6.50. And a clown hands you a lollipop, That's free, but with the wrapper and the $7 program book and $6.50, you can get a mask of the Terminator. And both kids want that mask bad. And they also want a ride on a camel, $4. And $4 to get down. And $1 to throw hay on the elephants. And $5 for flicker lights. And you try to dodge the program man and run into an escaped baboon. And both kids are still screaming for the masks. So you go for the programs and the masks, $27.50 plus tax. And another $8 for two little Zorro whips that make a Z on your cheek. And here comes the other kid's father. And he gives you an argument you shouldn't spoil his kid. And after he asks if he can drop you off, he sticks you with the cab fare. And today you wear the mask all the time because people are looking for you, because you can't pay the rent, because you took your kid to the circus while your wife went to Bloomingdale's. Does all this seem to bring back the old twitch, Bunky?
Well, stick out your chest and pull in your tongue and don't let go of the rope! Quicksand! You know, you really look great. If it weren't for the sideburns and the unfortunate smirk, they'd call you Happy-Go-Lucky Harold. And let me tell you something else. He who speaks straight from the shoulder must have an enormous mouth.
You say you bought a box of Kleenex on the layaway plan, and you buy a Milky Way from a kid on a bicycle, and he says it's a dollar minimum between 12 and 2.
Okay, okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. Are we working? Is this on? Okay. Is this on? Does this work? Let me see. Look at this. Well, it looks like we're working. Hey, guess what? We're back. KBC here with you at the Bit Slap after a 2-month interruption. Tell you what happened. It was a broken computer. Simple as that. October 1st, a Monday morning. I hate to start Mondays out this way. Came down. My computer had been on all night, as it very often is, and it was literally screaming. It was going... and there was a notice on the screen saying, "We don't have a thing for this." I can't remember what it said. I was backing something up at the time. Needless to say, the backup was a failure. I couldn't get the thing to shut off by itself, so I cut power, turned it back on. The blue screen of death was there to greet me, and I was never able to get beyond that. So, I now have a new computer. This is it's another Dell. It's a Dell 660, if you're into that sort of thing. The weird thing is it runs Windows 8. I do not understand Windows 8. I do not like it. It does too many things on its own without me telling it. I liked XP. You could do things with it at will. Windows 8 is seemingly meant for people with phones, people who like to shop a lot, and for people who are scared to death of viruses and can't do anything by themselves. I'm really pissed at it, but I've got no choice but to deal with it. I suppose I'll get better at it as time goes by. Was able to put a lot of my same tools back into it, and we'll be back working on the BitSlap for you. So today we have a wild card edition, a grab bag edition, starting with Napoleon the 14th and the Explorer. Welcome to the Jungle was Big Daddy. Peter Sellers, Fuller's Earth, that's for all you believers. Derek and Clive, The Endangered Species, of course, that's Dudley Moore and Peter Cook. Goodson and Vale, The Elephant and the Ass, an election tune there for you. The Gas Ration Blues from the Scootaloo and Sheffield Band. Cheaper Crude or No More Food was Bobby Butler and, of course, the old philosopher, Eddie Lawrence, the inflated philosopher. All right, so I hope everybody had not too much trouble with the hurricane. That was another factor in why I was gone for 2 months. We'll talk about that some other time. It's not important. Anyway, like to get back to business here. Got a few more little things to do here. This the Windows 8 just it does things by itself. So, and also I had to reinstall my Nero soundtrack, which is the thing that I'm speaking over. And I'm not quite sure how that works. And I have a feeling we'll find out. So join me as we stroll down the road, the tangled path of technical difficulties together. Back in a few.
That was the day that my dad died. You know, I never got a chance to see him, and I never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. And Mama just shook her head and said,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching,
stealing and dying,
and stealing in the name of the Lord.
Mama just hung her head and said, Papa was a rolling stone.
Thank you. People say Papa never was much one for thinking. Spent all his time chasing women and drinking. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama just looked away and said,
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. Hope for
as stinky as can be. So furry and so fluffy, cannot help but love me. I'm George Jason Kitty, the silly mousy cat, and hiding all your dirty socks to make you scream and stamp. My favorite food is cooked filet mignon with a side of cheese, and I'll beg and bark and spin and dance if you'll give me some more, please. 'Cause I'm just a stinky poodle, stinky as can be. So furry and so fluffy, you cannot help but love me. I'd rather go exploring than sit at home and guard, and I'd rather watch the TV than be stuck out in the yard. Some people think I'm prissy, but others know the truth. A poodle is the perfect pet, and I'm the living proof. I'm just a stinky poodle, stinky as can be. So furry and so fluffy, you cannot help but love me. I'm just a stinky poodle, stinky as can be. So furry and so fluffy, you cannot help but love me.
Getting very fond of me gas mask, I declare, it hardly ever leaves my sight. I sling it on me back and I take it everywhere, it even comes to bed at night. It's been a real good pal to me, I must confess, and helped me out of many a mess. My sister had a lot of socks to mend, so she gave me a fat bouncing baby to tend. And when I felt it leaking at one end, well, I did what I could with me gas mask. I bought a farm because I like fresh air. At milking time I tried to do my share, and when I found the book it wasn't there, well, I did what I could with me gas mask. The lady living next door, Mrs. Hicks, she heard the sirens blow one morning at 10 to 6. She dashed outside in nothing but her nicks, but she knew what to do with the gas mask. By train I went for a very tiring ride, there wasn't any corridor outside, and when I felt the turning of the tide, well, I did what I could with my gas mask. To see old Epstein's Adam in the nude, I once thought I'd go with me aunt Ermintrude, and when she sniffed and said, "How very rude," still he knows what to do with his gas mask. For years I've courted Annabella Price, and always found her just as cold as ice, until one night the lass forgot her ma's advice. Then I did what I could with me gas mask.
Thank you. Gather round you, ukulele players. Gather round you, hey, hey, heyers. When I get through, you'll throw your youth away. There's a gal, the ukulele player, finest in the land. When she was born with a ukulele in her hand. She couldn't dance and she couldn't sing, she couldn't do another thing. But oh, how she could play a ukulele. Though she had a funny face, she was welcome any place. For oh, how she could play a ukulele. She'd play aloha, that meant goodbye, and make you aloha way with a sigh. Any place where she was found, all the boys would hang around. For oh, how she could play a ukulele. Never cared about a ukulele. Now I'm taking lessons daily. I love it so I play it all the time. She taught me the cutest way of strumming. You should hear me now. I strum away all the day. She's a little teaching fool and how. Around, for oh, how she could play a ukulele.
Everybody's radio, no matter where you tune. Now, I don't talk and I don't dance, I don't even croon. I'm not the handsome leading man with muscles big and strong, but I'm the guy, the lucky guy who gets to ring the gong. For I'm the sound effects man. I'm the sound effects man. I whistle and twitter and sing like a bird, and do what the kid does when lost from the herd. For I'm the sound effects man. How I weary and plan. I'm the factory whistle that shrieks out at noon. I'm the cackle that means we'll have scrambled eggs soon. I'm the howl of the wind in an ocean typhoon. For I'm the sound effects man. I'm the sound effects man. I shut like a window, I slam like a door. I toot like an engine and creak like a floor. I'm the sound effects man. How I weary and plan. When the mortgage is due and the villain is riled, I'm the ripping and snorting, in fact I go wild. When they rescue the papers and tear up the child, for I'm the sound effects man. Oh, 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 oh. Ah! I'm the smack of the glove as the prize fighter pokes. I'm the thunderous applause for the movie star folks. I'm the record that laughs at the comic's old jokes, for I'm the sound effects man.
Okay, we are back here. I'll tell you, it's really good to be back at the throttle here at BitSlap Central here in Addlewood, New Jersey. I'll tell you, something weird was that the same day the computer broke, a little later in the afternoon, my car broke also. I had a major issues pop up. It cost me about $1,500. Ooh. So that had a lot to do with delaying the computer purchase. You know how these things are. Things just happen when you least expect them, one thing after another. I guess it's best to get them out of the way at once. I don't know. Anyway, we started that set with Jonathan and Darlene Edwards. You remember them. You know who they are in real life. I'm tired of telling you. That was Alabama Bound. Papa Was a Rolling Stone from Run CNW. The 72 Plud was Irene Perry, Tangela Tricoli, Stinky Poodle, and George Formby. I did what I could with me gas mask. George didn't play a banjo, by the way. It sounded like one, but it's actually something called a banjolele, which is, of course, a banjo with a... it's a ukulele with a banjo body. All right? Details. Johnny Marvin after that. Ah, how she could play that ukulele. And then Ruth Davis. I'm the sound effects man. All right, so many of you are probably aware, you may have read this in the paper, but Christmas is coming. So starting next week, we're going to be dealing with Christmas music. This may be a good time for you to take your own vacation, but I guarantee you I have been looking, and I found some real corkers for you this year. So we'll have either two or three Christmas shows. I'm leaning towards three, because right now I've got a pile of crap to shovel at you, and it might be better in three doses instead of just two. So starting next week, like it or not, the holidays have begun. So let's get back to some stuff here. Speaking of Christmas, I got one for you right now. Hang in there. I'll be back.
I want a robot for Christmas, 100 meters high, one with flashing lights and dials. It could walk or swim or fly. It would put me on its shoulder so I'd never be alone. It would conquer all the planets with its horde of robot clones. It would rule benevolently, or so it would seem, but then it would sell us, every one of us, to some evil aliens. I would lead the human rebellion against our metal overlords. My paradoxes would drive it crazy, cause its poor head to explode. I'd be a hero to all the humans, become president of the world. Statues would be erected for me, cause I'd been so smart and bold. That's why I want a robot for Christmas, 100 meters high, one with flashing lights and dials. It could walk or swim or fly.
Okay, robot, come here. Come over here. We want to tell you something.
Hey, like, take this mop and clean up the mess in the studio, okay?
Mop your way back here. And when you finish, I got a joke for you. Okay, robot, mop. Okay, you did a good job. So here's the robot joke I promised. Did you ever hear about the electric toaster who met this alarm clock?
Okay, robot, do some tricks for me. Stand on your 12 toes, put your 3 arms in the air, and jump. Okay, robot, now fold that on a heap.
Now pick yourself up and turn around on your heels at approximately 1,000 per hour.
Now, robot, put on your shades and your denim pants and get together in a country dance.
Yeah, and send our regards to Hell 9000.
Take you directly to Scotland Yard, where we'll be joining that famous detective Sherlock Holmes, who will be looking for clues as to why Satan is tearing up homes today across the land. And now let's join Sherlock Holmes. Oh, pip-pip, chitty-o there, my friends. How are you today? Sherlock Holmes here. Yes, and hello, Mrs. America. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. You know something, Mrs. America? I've been put on a very important assignment from Scotland Yard here to find out exactly some of the devices Satan is using to, well, attack homes today. Yes, yes, and I'd like to look around here. Why don't you look around where you're at, and let's see if we can find some of these important clues, okay?
Clues?
Yes, clues. K-L-U-E-S is clues.
See, all right.
Yes, yes, yes. You look over there, and I'll look over here.
Good idea.
Yes, yes, yes. I'll just move away here for a second so I can find any clues. Have you found any clues, Mr. Maga?
No, not yet.
Oh, my George, I got a clue here. Look at this. I got a clue right here.
What'd you find?
Oh, look, just read that right there.
Astrology.
Oh, yes, yes. Pip, pip. Yes, how about that? You know, Mr. Maga, many people, well, they start reading the horoscope column in the newspaper, and they get hooked on it. Yes, they find there are hundreds of books and magazines about the effects of stars and planets on their own lives. And do you realize, Mrs. America, there are even horoscopes for pets?
No.
Yes, this is a trick of the devil. Astrology is simply an open door to demon power. Oh, no. I certainly hope someone listening to this today isn't indulging in astrology.
So
yes, God wants you to live by faith.
That's
yes.
Right.
Amen. Look around there so you can find some more clues, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay, anything else? Oh, look over there, Mr. America. There's a couple of bars of soaps.
Soap?
Ah, yes, soap operas. Afternoon soap operas, yes.
Oh, no,
Mr. America. Look right over there beside the soap. It happens to be a reel of... Let me look at it real close. Let me examine it with my magnifying glass. Yes, yes. Oh, no. It says X-rated movies, R-rated movies, and filthy movies. Oh, no, this reel of film is filthy movies, Mrs. America. Yes, and over there, Look over there on the table. You see that pile of 45 records?
Yeah.
Yes, it's all rock and roll or worldly music.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Yes, if you realize, Mrs. America, that thousands who call themselves Christians are trapped by these instruments of Satan? Yes, they hum songs glorifying drunkenness, and they sing songs that, well, that condemn Christianity. Yes, and they bring movies based on sex, gambling, and crime into their living rooms. Oh, this is terrible, Mrs. America. Why, some of them even watch programs day after day about adultery, hatred, drugs, and perversion. You know what, Mrs. America? A mind filled with garbage like this is only an entry point for Satan's power.
That's right.
Oh, no, how terrible. I know. And look over there, Mrs. America. I see another. There's a sign over there. Do you read what that sign says?
Oh, depression.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, you know something, Mrs. America? If no other weapon seems to work, the devil often attacks in this way. Oh, I say, do you sometimes feel like, well, you're totally discouraged? Almost like giving up for no apparent reason at all?
Not me.
Oh, not me either, but there might be some people listening who maybe feel that once in a while. Have you ever been so down you felt like life wasn't worthy to live? Well, I tell you something, Miss America. I feel that suicide is a demon spirit, and it troubles a great many people today.
Right.
Yes, and people who are troubled by demonic spirits like that to commit suicide, well, they often sometimes do feel that life isn't worth living. But you know something? The Bible tells us, yes, that Satan is as a roaring lion seeking about whom he may devour. And Jesus even said that Satan himself would desire to have you so that he might sift you as wheat.
Right.
Ah, but you know something, Miss America? The Bible says the devil cannot stand against the power of God. So I know, boys and girls, as we pray, as we believe together, the Lord will bring freedom to people and to loved ones who want to be free and delivered from Satan's power.
Amen.
Yes, Miss America, Sherlock Holmes definitely believes that, well, if we obey God's word that says resist the devil will flee from us.
That's
amen.
Right.
That's very true. Well, I've got to go back to Scotland Yard to file my report, as we found several devices today that have... but are being used by Satan to tear up and to destroy the homes across the land today. So, hip hip, chitty-o, goodbye, see you later.
Smoking up the hash pipe.
Yeah, what do we do?
Here's a head of dope.
Yes.
Oh, well, I haven't been stoned in...
must be 15 minutes.
Well, I can't even keep track of it.
This is a bummer. It's
far out. Here, I'll light it.
Oh, Mellow. Come on, wow. Beautiful.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, fuck.
Come on. Oh, too much. Oh, I'm so high, Jimmy.
Marijuana is dangerous, kids, because its use may lead to happiness. And if you were happy, you might let your guard down, and then they'd get you. Yes, they'd get you. So stay on your guard. Remember, your best friend may be your worst enemy. A message in your interest from your government.
Thank you.
Now, that really wasn't so bad, was it? Now, I know you actually missed me. I know you're glad to see me back. I'm glad to be back. You know, the third thing that kept me from doing what I want to do and buying computers and stuff like that was just that stupid frickin' hurricane. I work for a company that, you know, I drive a truck and we deliver heating and air conditioning equipment. And, of course, with all the flooding and wind damage, et cetera, everybody's replacing their furnaces and their, you know, their internal ductwork and stuff like that. So that's kept me jumping and very, very, very busy. In the wintertime, I should be working, you know, 5 hours a day maybe. But I've been working about 12 hours a day because of all this stupid crap. And I've had enough. Thank you. Enough is enough, and we started that set with Jacob Haller, Dear Santa. Okay Robot was Jack Pine Savage. That was actually Bruce Hack. Remember him? Yeah. And Sherlock Bohm's Looks for Clues from Uncle Sam and the All Saved Muppet Band. I don't think that had anything to do with the Muppets as we know them. Heavy Guns, They're Gonna Get You. Bob Vito and Boo Baba. Say that three times fast. Stainy Heavy Needles after that, finishing it up with Staff Carpenberg and Electric Corona. All right, so that brings us to the ending of it all. Well, the end of the show anyway. We have you know, a couple of mystery tunes for you, a little bit of unfinished business for you, etc., etc. I'll remind you to stay tuned next week for the beginning of the Christmas season as we know it. And you're going to like it this year. I mean, I know it's kind of difficult, but this year it's going to be good. Promise. I promise. So I'll see you then. Don't forget to help your friends out who got damaged by the hurricane. And I'll see you next week. Thanks. Bye.
Has the circus the color of hullabaloos, jumping Jupiter things, yellow and red turquoise bands, plus Sagittarius. A Sagittarius bringing laughter to the clowns, tumbling with the acrobats, telling fortunes to the gypsies. Walking with the wire walkers, Sagittarius looks down and applauds the crowd for being brave.